Reviewing last week's cattle market as we kick off this week's cattle market. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. Last week's cattle markets pretty well hung steady, according to Joe Coima, Coima, and Varlick, based on a Sioux Center, Iowa.
Yeah, thanks for having me on this morning. Really appreciate it. Yeah, a lot to kind of dial in this week with the cash trade going on. We're going to call it a little bit lower. The cash bids did firm up a little bit yesterday, especially in the south. It kind of started, 237 bid, 238, and started letting some stuff go for a 240. Western Nebraska, we got some 240 as well. Up here, and it's tougher to kind of come by with any kind of a bid by any means. So it's a little bit of a struggle. But yeah, the south is it's tight numbers compared to the north there now. So we got a big swing of that here the last several weeks, and it kind of makes sense when you look at the placement pattern that we've had since the beginning of the year.
He pointed out that we have been watching a difference between the North Country and the South Country, especially when it comes to our cattle prices.
So right now, the Southern cash is going to have a little bit better momentum as far as cash negotiation can go, as long as they do have that down there. Otherwise, this market still will kind of feel out that weaker cash trade there. So we're seeing a little bit of general weakness going on with that. And it's just tough to kind of figure out exactly where the Packers sits right now. I think with the board breaking this week, they're obviously going to kind of hold their cards just a little bit closer.
And he pointed out we are watching pretty closely the weights.
You know, the other bigger thing here, too, is that, weights do go up every year this time of year, but the pace that they've been going up here the last several weeks is a little bit very concerning, actually. You got a very cheap feed cost going in. You got very high replacement cost going in right now. So the cheapest thing you have right now is the inventory.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.